Hello and welcome. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is, a program that helps you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, you may learn interesting things about our world. We will begin today with Thailand. The subject is human rights under the new military leaders. Then we will tell you about a small bug from Asia that is causing big problems for the American state of Florida and the people there who grow oranges, lemons, and limes. If you are ready, let's get started. Here is part one. Thailand's military and police have stopped the release of an independent report on human rights. The report examines human rights in Thailand during the first 100 days under military rule. A discussion on the subject was canceled. Organizers feared they would be arrested if they failed to obey a request from military leaders not to hold the event. Jonathan Evans joins us with details.
The meeting was to be held at the Foreign Correspondents Club of Thailand in the Thai capital, Bangkok. But a policeman went to the meeting place and spoke with representatives from three groups: Amnesty International, the Thai Lawyers for Human Rights, and the Cross Cultural Foundation. The policeman said he has a personal copy of the request for each of them. He said the order came from the National Council for Peace and Order. Thailand is currently under martial law. Martial law is control of an area by the military, not the police. Martial law was declared in Thailand on May 20th and is still in effect. There are restrictions on any meetings thought to be political. Freedom of the press has been restricted. So are activities that may be critical of the junta, or military leaders. General Prayut Chan-o-cha is the army chief who ousted Thailand's civilian government. He says the junta will work on security throughout the country. He says martial law needs to remain in effect to guarantee order. General Prayut has chosen the members of Thailand's new legislature. The legislature recently approved the general as the country's official leader, or prime minister. 12 members of his cabinet are active or retired officers of the security forces. Pawani Chumsri is with the organization Thai Lawyers for Human Rights. She says it was wise to honor the request to stop the human rights discussion. She says the groups call canceling the event a violation of their freedom of expression. She adds that citizens should have the right to receive information about human rights in Thailand. She promised the report on human rights would be released in the near future. Some international rights organizations have condemned the detention of politicians, activists, and journalists by the Thai military. Most of those held have been released with warnings after a week or less. However, some of those detained face criminal charges. The junta says it wants to return happiness to the Thai people. General Prayut says he promises to have general elections before the end of 2015. I'm Jonathan Evans.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Florida's citrus industry is facing serious threats from an Asian insect. The insect can be a carrier of bacteria that attack citrus trees. The spread of the bacteria shows the danger of bringing non-native organisms to American soil. Florida's citrus growers are world famous for their production of oranges, lemons, limes, and other citrus fruit. But now they are burning orange trees damaged by a brown insect called psyllid. The insect comes from Asia and carries what the Chinese call the yellow dragon disease. Bacteria from the insects block the capillary system inside the trees. Slowly, the trees choke to death. The fruit from the diseased trees is small. It falls off the tree, and the tree eventually dies. No citrus-growing countries have developed a cure. Farmer Ellis Hunt is very worried.
When you spend the money to raise it and get it almost there and it turns loose and hits the ground, that's a disaster. That's heartbreaking.
Florida's $9 billion citrus-growing industry is second only to Brazil. It is fighting foreign competition and a drop in sales in the United States. Sales are decreasing because Americans are avoiding sugar and carbohydrates for health reasons. The citrus industry's 75,000 jobs depend on finding a cure for the disease. Scientists are working to save the existing trees. They include some of the world's best botanists or plant experts and entomologists, scientists specializing in insects. These scientists are also trying to grow new trees that can resist the bacterium and make it impossible for insects to transport the disease. Entomologist Kirsten Peltz-Stalinski said the problem is keeping her awake at night.
It's something I think about every day. I think about it at night when I'm supposed to be sleeping. It's a huge problem, and we need to come up with as many tools as we can.
Ms. Peltz-Stalinski said it may take as long as 5 years to find a way to make the psyllid bug free of the dangerous bacteria. For now, botanists are experimenting with grafting to keep the existing trees alive. Grafting is a technique that connects a part of one tree to another tree. The two parts grow together to become a single tree. Citrus farmers are also working to control the disease by spraying the trees and feeding them with nutrients. It's time for Today in History. One of America's most famous cities, Los Angeles, California, was founded on this date way back in 1781. But it was not incorporated, recognized officially by the state, and having elected officials, until 1850. Today, its most famous industry is, of course, entertainment and the place where movies are made. On this date in 1882, the people at the lower end of Manhattan Island, better known as New York City, were pleased to see how their buildings looked with the bright lights of the new electric light bulbs. They were invented by Thomas Edison. On that first night, 400 bulbs lit the area that now contains the famous Wall Street, the well-known financial district. Now, jump forward to this date in 1981. A baby girl was born in Houston, Texas. So today we say happy birthday, number 33, to singer and entertainer Beyoncé Knowles. And that brings us to the end of this As It Is program. Now, use your computer to print the words you have just heard and then download and save the audio. That way, you can practice your American English at any time. You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington.